Task 2. A Post-Industrial Society, Part 2.
So, have you got any suggestions to make things more interesting for them?
Well, not so much me, but the Malaysians are doing some very good work in this field. One idea is to make the work on the plantations more varied and profitable by introducing other products which are compatible with continuing to grow rubber trees.
For example?
Well, the most promising line seems to be to encourage smallholders to raise livestock which can live amongst the trees.
Yes, I hear they've started trying raising chickens and turkeys.
Yes, yes, indeed. I have another OHP at this point.
OHP?
That's overhead projection.
Ah!
Anyway, you can see here the different types of animals that have been tried. At first sight, chickens seemed ideal. After all, they did originate as jungle birds. However, excuse me, so far the profits on chickens have proved disappointing. The turkey seemed an excellent choice, since it could live amongst the trees, living very well off the seeds of the rubber trees, which lie scattered all over the forest floors, and are put to no other use.
But the turkey, it's hardly an established part of the Malaysian diet.
Exactly. So far, the most successful candidate has been the sheep. Now, sheep. Sheep will eat the weeds, which will save the cultivator money and work, and they are a source of meat, which is acceptable both to Hindus and Muslims.
Yes, well, that's most important in multicultural Malaysia.
Yes, yes, and of course they can also be used for their milk, their wool and their skins.
Yes, of course.
And now, as you can see on my OHP...
Well, thank you both very, very much to both our guests. Well, what lies ahead for Malaysia? Can her researchers and scientists continue to find ways of increasing the rubber yield? Can the labour-intensive and tedious life of the rubber plantation be made interesting and varied enough to capture the young people's interest and stop the migration to the cities? Well, I'm sure we've all enjoyed and learned a lot from what both our guests have had to say. We look forward to the next meeting in the series, Other Lands, Other Problems, which will be on Monday next. That's at 8:15, and do please come on time.
Pushy bastard.